Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, kids. Yeah, I want to hold your hand. It's very exciting. I think we're all ready for some cinnamon gum, aren't we? Strawberry. In three, two, one. Cinnamon gum!
Okay, all right.
All together now. Cinnamon gum! That was two syllables. Gum! Okay.
All right.
Gotta shake things up.
Out of control.
Hey, did you guys see that literally as I was pulling in today, cinnamon gum, O'Sherry was playing as I was pulling in because I took a picture of it.
No, the song is called Cinnamon Gum.
Well, it should have been.
We know what it's called. Gone. It's called Cinnamon Gum.
It's called Cinnamon Gum. It's a crowd favorite.
By the way, Dana went back and listened to one of the podcasts earlier this week, and she, too, sang along to a song at the beginning of one of the segments, and she did not know about the lack of music in the podcast.
By law, we're not allowed to play the music in podcasting. Podcast.
So you well know that when you scream cinnamon gum,
it's just me screaming into the void. I just right. scream. That's so, all the so listeners
hear. Have you not heard cinnamon this with gum? Dana?
No.
Sam?
Let me find it.
Oh, well, I thought if you were going to bring it up, you already had it.
Well, what was the song?
I'll get better. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
This is why we can't have nice things. What was the song?
I believe it was a Taylor Swift song.
Well, naturally.
I believe that is true.
I mean, duh. Makes sense.
By the way, quick correction. Michael Franti is not June 5th, June 8th. So I misspoke.
Michael Franti, who we played earlier, and you are taking Sam to that.
I am.
Okay.
I'm taking my two daughters, too, because we're Frontis.
Frontaholics.
Well, we are.
He's frontastic.
Have you ever seen Michael Franti?
No. I've never even heard of Michael Franti.
You could go to a Michael Franti show in the worst mood of your life, and if you don't leave happy, you have no soul.
What is the appeal, the allure of one Michael Franti?
One Michael Franti is a very happy-go-lucky singer, and he sings about love and life. And it makes me happy.
He's frontitastic.
Frontastic.
Frontastic.
He's frontastic.
Yes.
Yes. He's a very happy-go-lucky kind of guy, and his shows are very fun. And
he's playing at KC Live?
KC Live, yes. So he started headlining a couple years ago, and I first saw him. My daughters are in love with the band Train. You know Train,
yes,
right?
Yes, Train. I know.
Drops of Jupiter in my ear. And years ago, this was probably, 2024? This would have been 12, 13 years ago. We go to a Train concert, and I happen to be friends with the CEO of Burns & McDonnell, who had front row tickets to Starlight Theater. And every year he would tell me, he was a super great guy, and he would tell me, hey, every year, pick one show at Starlight Theater, and I'll get you tickets. I'm like, oh, that's so kind. And so one year, I picked the Train show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got front row tickets to Train. And so we show up. This is probably like 2011, 2012. And we're sitting there just waiting for the show to start. And I turned to somebody near us, and I said, I go, hey, who's the opening act? And they said, it's Michael Franti. And I said,
and this was 10 years ago?
Oh, this was longer than that.
Okay.
So probably 12 years ago. And I said, never heard of him. And this person says to me, if you are not up on your feet dancing in the aisles by song number three, he failed you. By song number three, I was dancing in the aisles.
He's that catchy and poppy?
Oh, my word.
Oh, all right.
Are you kidding me? Oh, Samuel. Help me here.
I'm too busy trying to be a better producer and find the thing that I teased
earlier.
That
somebody had his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Hashtag fail.
Somebody had his feelings hurt
just
now. I'm
trying to be a good producer, and I was a bad producer.
A for effort, but F for failure.
That's
Sam.
Right.
Sam, you can't be serious.
I'm not serious. I mean, I am trying to find her
don't
singing.
Don't call me Shirley. Shirley,
podcast.
You can't be serious.
I am
serious.
Hang on. No, Franti is indeed amazing.
Here we go.
Okay. It's got this sort of...
like Caribbean...
Caribbean beboppy... I see you. Well, I am a fan. How many albums does he have out?
A lot.
A lot. A lot of albums.
He has a lot of records.
All right. Well, apparently...
The hell. Oh, favorite song in the whole world.
Oh, here we go.
Dream each night of some version of you that I may not have, but I did not lose. Okay.
Okay. You have to play that in its entirety one more time because I wasn't paying attention. What? That was
the hell. Oh, favorite song in the whole world. Dream each night of some version of you that I may not have, but I did not lose. Okay, you know my birthday month.
Okay, whatever.
That was Season of the Sticks, or Stick Season, by Noah Kahan.
Oh.
Sang by yours truly, not yours truly, sang by one Dana Wright.
Oh, well, the more okay. You know, NBC logo shooting star. Okay. Michael Franti opened for John Mayer here back in 2010 in KC. Dare I say he was better than Mayer? That's from the text line.
Yeah, he is. He will blow you away. Hmm. You know this song. This was used in a commercial for like Jamaica or something.
Oddly, that sounds like every song I heard in Aruba.
Right.
I think it. Maybe he's from Aruba. Maybe it was.
No, he's not. He's from Seattle.
Oh well, he should be. From a room.
A previously awesome. Lost 12-string acoustic guitar that belonged to John Lennon is going up for sale at auction in May after it was recently found in the attic of a home in Britain. The auctioneers say Lennon played the guitar, which is expected to exceed its estimate of $600,000 on the Beatles' 1965 album Help. The guitar was lying in an attic, was rediscovered by the current owners during a move. How does one just put a guitar from John Lennon in an attic?
I don't know. That's a great bit of rock and roll memorabilia. Also, hey, just an FYI from the text line. June 8th is going to be busy at P&L because Tim McGraw is at T-Mobile that night. Oh, it's going to be a...
Oh, that will be a busy night.
Yep. So there you go.
All right. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com filling in today for Dana Wright. She hopefully will return tomorrow. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. I did not know this.
Did not know what?
But I just started putting, like a lot of people, plants in the little pots around the house.
Uh-huh.
Really, New York Post, really? The lead line is, you're in for a real shock.
Are you going to wet your plants?
You're in for a real shock. Michael Maggie.
Uh-huh, okay.
Gardeners are apparently pouring pee onto their plants, saying that human urine contains nutrients that make flora, flowers, thrive. Gross. However, simply unzipping your pants and watering your plants won't work. I can't read the rest of this.
Well, you started it.
I can't read the...
because we're a family show?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Apparently... urinating on your plants is good for your plants.
It's a new trend, according to the story.
Oh.
I didn't realize the story was...
All right, well, I mean...
You're in for a surprise?
Well, I didn't realize that it was going to be a bad story.
I get up really early to water my flowers. Sometimes, I'm just saying, maybe that early. Anyway. Don't want to give my neighbors a shock.
Do you pee outside?
No.
I do.
Well, okay, well, you win a medal.
I'm not looking for a medal. I'm just saying I think every guy pees outside.
I mean, if it's like a DEFCON 1 situation, then yes, I would.
So you have?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point, yes, indeed, I have indeed peed outside.
Why is it so uncomfortable for you?
It is not uncomfortable.
It seems to be.
It is not. I was just talking about peeing on my plants. Okay, next subject.
This is an odd interrogation.
I know, weird. I don't...
when was the last time that you peed outside?
When was the last time you peed outside?
When was the last time you peed outside?
I don't know.
Can you describe said DEFCON
1
situation?
Oh, my God. Both of you, please stop talking.
Last week?
No. Oh, wait. Did I pee in Aruba? I peed in Aruba.
Outside?
Uh-huh.
Okay. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines have both lost money in the first quarter. Southwest said this week, said today, it will limit hiring and close operations at 4 airports.
Oh, which ones? They got to be like really teeny, teeny, tiny ones.
They will stop flying to 4 airports, Cozumel, Mexico, Syracuse, New York, Bellingham, Washington, and George Bush Intercontinental in Houston.
Oh.
And by the way, that sent their stocks down.
You think?
I have a lot. Thanks, Sam. I have a lot of Southwest stocks. Now my day is ruined.
I flew into George Bush on Southwest years ago, and it was the worst night of my life. It was the night I almost got murdered.
Oh, I was going to say, did it have to do anything with the flight?
No.
Okay.
No, Southwest was fine. We flew in from Cancun. This is why I will not do anything but a direct flight from Cancun anymore. We flew into Houston. I've told you this story.
I have not heard this "you nearly died in Houston" story. No.
Oh.
It's news to me.
So we flew in from Cancun to Houston, and then we were going to go from Houston, obviously, to Kansas City. And getting through customs in Houston, by the way, could it be windier here right now? Look at those trees outside.
It is definitely a weather-aware day.
My goodness.
Well, it's because I'm here. Anyway, go on.
So anyway, we fly into Houston on Southwest, and then, of course, from Houston to Kansas City. But going through customs took so long that we missed our flight.
Oh.
And so they had to put us up at some hotel and fly us out the next day. So we're in this hotel.
You use that term loosely.
Very loosely. On some frontage road. And I wanted to get a can of Chew. Copenhagen.
Yes.
So I said to the lady at the front desk, I said, "Where's the nearest convenience store where I can get a can of Chew?" And she said, "It's about a quarter of a mile that way." I'm like, "No problem." Well, you know me. I'm a flip-flop guy.
I do know you.
I wear flip-flops. And when I'm in Cancun, I definitely wear flip-flops. And so I start heading north on this frontage road.
For your quarter-mile walk and your flippy-floppies.
To go get a can of Chew. As I'm heading back to the hotel, this guy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, do you have a lighter?" And I said, "No, I don't smoke." And he's like, "All right, fine." And so I just keep going. I probably am like maybe 50 feet away from this guy. And I hear something behind me. And I turn back around, and this guy is charging at me, like running. Let's just say I don't have those flip-flops anymore.
Oh.
I kicked them off, and I took off running. Like
fearing for your life running.
Like Chariots of Fire. I am running to the hotel.
I have never heard this story.
And this guy was chasing after me. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die. He's going to kill me." I kicked off my flip-flops and I was gone. Gone.
So clearly you outran him because you are here today.
Thank you, Michael.
And he did not get his Chew that night.
Oh.
No, I did.
This is on the way home, the way back.
I was on the way back from the convenience. Yeah, I was on the way back.
And
from the
you did not sleep well that night because your adrenaline is so amped up.
I had a big, big wad of Chew that night. I'll guarantee you that.
Yes.
Anyway, so Southwest is canceling flights to Cozumel and Houston.
Well, probably a good call if you're getting chased on your way back from the convenience store.
Have I ever been to Cozumel? Yeah, I've been to Cozumel.
Where is Cozumel?
It's a cruise destination, Mexico.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, it is interesting to me that they are the ones dropping airports and flights when I believe they're the only airline that hasn't had any major issues so far this year.
Good point. Cruise ships are, well, one significant one, and I don't remember which, I just saw it though, is they're avoiding Haiti now, like the plague, because Haiti has such civil unrest.
Somebody in the text line wants to know, can you get a direct flight from KC to Cancun?
Yeah, on Southwest.
Yes, on Southwest and Frontier.
Oh, Frontier, that was the other one. Okay.
We took Frontier. So yeah, on Southwest and Frontier, you can get direct flights to Cancun. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Okay, apparently the text line, apparently the text line is demanding mixtape this afternoon.
All right, can we just point out, I'd like to point out one thing that made me so big mad that I actually turned the radio off last week.
Uh-oh.
Whoever guest hosted last week, you had someone in, I don't know, some one day last week, and you guys did mixtape, and he won all three.
Oh, that was Marty Wall.
Yes, Marty Wall.
Yes.
Marty Wall was a clean sweep.
Now, he was a longtime rock DJ. We didn't think about that when we decided to play mixtape with him.
All right, well, then I don't feel so bad.
The only time there has been a trifecta in mixtape.
I mean, he was a Golden Glove heavyweight, and we were coming in there featherweights, didn't even have gloves on.
Yeah.
It was bad.
All right.
We didn't even weigh in.
It's probably been, I'm going to say, probably 3 years since anyone has picked my song. So I'm feeling like today is my day. Maybe. Probably.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, God, what?
Were you hurt that Marty Wall was on the show last week?
No, I wasn't hurt. No, not at all.
Okay. Because I thought you were hurt.
No, absolutely not.
He hadn't been on the radio in 16 years, said he had the bug, just wanted to come on for one day, and I said, come on, brother.
I listened.
He had the trifecta. He got the hat trick of mixtape.
It's
never been done.
I know. And I have to admit, I was a little jelly. I'm not going to lie, but... And also, P.S., hashtag, you and I have been such good friends for so long that if I was big mad about it, don't you think I would have been like, what? I'm big mad.
What? Okay. All right. So we're going to play mixtape next hour.
Okay.
5:30.
5:30. In an hour. Okay.
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 Are you ready for the categories?
I'm ready. I got my pen. I got my paper.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Sam, are you ready?
I am ready. I've been waiting eagerly to hear.
Okay, all right. Here are the categories in order. Favorite concert you've ever experienced live?
Oh, that's easy.
Ooh, okay, so typically we play it where they can't know the song or the who picked what song. On this one, can we break that rule so we can set the scene?
What do you mean?
What?
Set the scene of the concert.
No, that's dumb.
Okay, I'm going to have to change my choice. All right, next category.
Just play the song, Sam.
God, why do you have to make it difficult, Sam?
Category number two.
Category number two.
Samuel, best song for the summer, anytime, any generation. It doesn't matter.
All right. Okay.
This one's going to date us a little bit, and it might lead the audience to know who picked what. But category number three, Sam, is what song sums up your adolescence?
Oh, I'm gonna have to think on this one.
What song sums up your adolescence?
Now, it doesn't have to be a song from the generation when we grew up.
That's true.
Okay,
that's true. Great point.
Throw you guys off.
Okay, so here we are. Favorite concert you've ever experienced live? Best song for the summer, anytime, any generation.
Mm.
And what song sums up your adolescence?
Mm.
We will play at 5:30.
Okay.
Story here from the New York Post. An airplane passenger took flying saucer speculation to new heights when she spotted a possible UFO soaring above the Big Apple, baffling experts and sending federal aviation officials on a fact-finding mission today. Michelle Reyes was on a commercial airline flight above LaGuardia Airport on March 25th when she captured video footage of a mysterious flying cylinder.
Oh, wait a minute. This was on TMZ today.
Out of her plane window. She says, and I quote, "The first thing I did was email the FAA to let them know what I saw. Maybe it was a safety hazard, but unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them. They did not acknowledge my email. A baffled Reyes said another passenger also spotted the mysterious object. Quoting here, "It's a little nerve-wracking that someone else saw what I saw." The object, I can already hear you clicking on your microphone. Go ahead.
Why is it always a cylinder?
Because that's what UFOs are. They're cylinders.
I thought they were like round and...
little green men.
Isn't that what is?
I guess a cylinder would be round. How do you describe the shape of the typical spaceship that you see?
Cylindrical. Hey, this reminds me, this is complete sidebar, but...
Squirrel!
Complete sidebar, but remember when we were talking, this has probably been a decade ago, but do you remember?
Oh, God.
Do you remember when we were talking about, there was some space story?
No.
There was some story about going to space, and you were like, you know, when they get in the canister.
Oh, in the, yes.
And I go, I'm sorry, they get in the what? And you were like, you know, they get in the canister, the canister that goes to space. And I go,
the rocket?
The rocket ship? And you were like, what did I say? And I go, canister.
It's okay. I just had that exact moment from the text line. Sam, I think you're looking for the word saucer.
Saucer. Mm. Flying.
That would be the shape.
Saucer.
The flying saucer.
Frisbee-like, if you will.
By the way, you just went to Aruba.
Yes.
Jamaica.
Solo travel is the new trend.
I
did you go alone or did you go with friends?
I went with friends, but and this is a big but, I have done so many of those because, you know, I was a travel writer all of 2022 and I went on so many solo adventures, probably a dozen.
Okay.
Just me flying solo, courtesy of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and thoroughly enjoyed myself. I am my new best friend. I will travel anywhere, anytime by myself.
You can do that? 100%. So when we were in...
love it.
When we were in Cancun, there was a guy, and he was from Canada. And well, I don't know that he was from Canada, but I think he was from Canada because of the shirts he wore. And they were all like Montreal and Canada and everything. And every morning he would come down to breakfast and he would bring down his own maple syrup. Okay. And he dined alone. When he was at the beach, he was always alone. When he was at the pool, he was always alone. And I was talking to T about this and I'm like, I said, could you come down to Cancun by yourself? And she goes, I think I could probably. Yeah. I could not travel alone. I think I would get bored.
Oh, no, not me.
Really?
Oh, no.
Can you go to a movie theater by yourself?
I do probably once a month.
Really?
I go to dinner by myself? I am my number one fan.
Now, I will say that the movie theater is the one place where that makes the most sense. I've never understood the idea, and granted, I did it in high school quite often, of like taking someone on a date to a movie. Like, hey, let's get to know you. Don't say anything because I want to see this movie.
What?
What?
Like, you take a date to a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, don't say anything because I want to watch this movie. Like, you're not actually getting to know the date. I've never understood that. Whereas that would be the one thing that would make the most sense to go to by yourself because you want to sit and watch the movie.
Well, but you talk to the date before and after the movie, don't you?
I don't disagree with you. I'm just making the point about it's the one thing that makes the most sense to do it by yourself.
Could you travel alone?
I think I could, yeah.
Do you know, I get so frustrated sometimes when I try to book tickets to go to concerts, like solo tickets, and like most big AXS Ticketmaster.
Like
Heart?
And Cheap Trick?
And Cheap Trick. Won't let you buy just one ticket. It says minimum purchase, 2 tickets.
Really?
Yeah. So then you have to wait and pay exorbitant Ticketmaster. You know, when people sell them and you can buy one or two tickets.
Do you prefer to travel alone or with someone?
It truly depends on where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Aruba.
That was friends. That was a blast.
But would you have preferred to go alone?
No. Because I wasn't writing, I wasn't I wasn't in travel writer mode. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm kind of work is work. And this was just last minute free for all fun.
Go for fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And which is sort of outside my, I'm not like, I don't do things by spontaneous combustion. I'm a planner. And this was totally on a whim.
What were you going to say, Sam?
Oh, I was going to say that I've flown a lot by myself, but I typically meet people there.
When you went to, was it Hungary or Bulgaria?
Bulgaria. I flew with my mom and my aunt.
Okay, so you went with people?
Yes.
Okay. Could you go there alone?
Could I have flown across country alone? Ooh. Or
no.
Over the pond.
Intercontinental.
I mean, yeah, probably. Because the long flight at that point, and I cannot sleep on a plane, so it's just 14
Neither
hours of pure
can I.
Torture.
Oh, my God. I cannot sleep on a
and
plane.
And the guy that I was seated next to had night terrors. What do you call those?
Oh, no. Yeah, night terrors, where he, like, wakes up and screams. He didn't scream.
Grabs you by the throat.
He would wake up and just, like, move his elbows a lot. And then he had the audacity, when we got off the plane, to say, you move a lot in your sleep. And I looked at him with gigantic bags under my eyes, and I was like, dude, I didn't sleep a wink. You were the one moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that by myself.
So, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I go to see my family in England all the time, and they never want to go anywhere. So I will, once I get to England, I'm going to go to Scotland. I'm going to go to Ireland. I'm going to go to Wales. I'll do all the things. Because from England, you can pawn skip pretty much anywhere, and I'll fly solo.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Couple of stories to bring to your attention. This one from NBC News. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned today in New York.
Gross.
Making way for a new trial. Now, keep in mind, this monster remains imprisoned in California, so he is not a free man. The State Court of Appeals found that the judge in the landmark Me Too trial prejudiced the former film mogul with improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The decision was 4-3 from the New York Supreme Court. Quoting here, the court compounded that error when it ruled that the defendant, who had no criminal history, could be cross-examined about those allegations as well as numerous allegations of misconduct that portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. He remains in prison in California.
So essentially, these charges in New York were to kick in, and he would have been transferred to a New York state prison after serving his time in California. But isn't his time in California like a long time?
I believe it's 20 years.
And he's already 70-something?
Believe he's never going to New York.
Yeah. So it doesn't, I mean, while this is horrifying that something like this can happen where these charges can be overturned, he's still never going to see the light of day outside of prison walls.
Well, it's a victory, not. Yeah.
Let's hope. A story here from the New York Post. Dramatic video captured an attentive Target employee jumping into action and stopping three women from stealing a shopping cart with nearly $600 worth of clothes and other goods moments before the wannabe thieves took off.
Oh, my.
Surveillance footage from Target in Gloucester Township shows the employees sprinting out of the store and stopping the women just outside of the entrance, prompting them to run to their silver Jeep SUV. So apparently they don't need the money.
Jeeps are not cheap. See what I did there?
Jeep, Jeep.
He made a rhyme.
I got that.
Good for this employee.
He or she's
going to be fired.
I was going to say, he's also not going to have a job.
Yeah, doesn't Target forbid you going after?
It does.
Just about every company out there does that.
Mm-hmm. The video footage shows the women, one wearing a blue and black scarf on her head, one in a pink coat, one in a brown coat, entering the store. And then it shows the trio milling through the women's clothing section, aimlessly adding items to their cart. One of the women, pictured wearing a pink coat, leaves the store and moves the Jeep to the front of the store. Her two friends were then seen in surveillance footage approaching the register as if they were about to pay. But instead,
wait,
They walk outside.
Oh, this was a highly organized maneuver. Wow.
Taking their full cart with them without paying.
Sneaky.
The employee rushes into the front of the cart just outside of the store. The two women immediately walk away, hopping into the car that was already waiting for them.
Now,
the getaway car.
This employee is incredibly lucky that they did not get stabbed or injured in any other way, but it is truly a shame. I just my own personal opinion that they're probably going to lose their job.
A former New Jersey volunteer fire chief and great-grandfather of seven turned 110 last month, joining the rare few supercentenarians across the globe. Vincent Dransfield of Little Falls, New Jersey, celebrated his 110th birthday on March 28th at his former engine house, fire company number 3, as he became the 8th oldest reported man alive.
Nice.
And he actually has birth records.
Wow.
Well, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago where the guy who argued that he's like 148 years old or whatever.
The guy in Peru?
Yeah, there's no birth records. What do you mean? You might feel 148. Prove it.
Wow.
Rough crowd.
You might feel 148. Prove it.
What did a centurion ever do to you, Sam?
Well, my goodness.
That story came because there was an argument about who was the oldest person and who deserved the Guinness Book of World Records, whether it was some guy in UK or this guy in Peru. And they were both like, no, I'm older. But neither of them have birth records. So.
Sam has had it officially.
He was born in 1914, Sam, at the start of World War I. He says he is a health fanatic. He did smoke cigarettes for 20 years, but he quit.
They tried to tell you they were healthy back in the 70s.
He says he he eats whatever he likes, including hamburgers, milk chocolate, and Italian food. He does have an occasional beer, drinks coffee every day.
Really, Sam?
And is amused by people who run.
Please don't go.
He's amused because he doesn't do it?
At 110.
That's fair.
Dude, I'm 52. I can barely walk down the stairs.
Did we bunny hop this morning?
We did not.
Okay, good.
We will be playing mixtape at 5:30 this afternoon.
I already have my songs.
Favorite concert you've ever experienced live?
Done.
Best song for the summer, anytime, any generation?
Also done.
And what song sums up your adolescence? That comes your way at 5:30 on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.